There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
What's on your mind? The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains, and we thank you for that from the studios of 550 K-Fire and Bismarck Mandan, the legendary voice of the Northern Plains. AM 1100 The Flag, Fargo Moorhead, covering western Minnesota and eastern North Dakota. Speaking of western Minnesota, we'll be at Chase on the Lake in Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota, one of Minnesota's premier resorts, tomorrow for the program. Thursday up in Devil's Lake, for another of our What's in Your Town tours as well. Also, of course, our voices in northwest and western North Dakota, 1460 KLTC Dickinson and 1090 KTGO, which, of course, is Tioga, Stanley, Williston, Watford City, and the entire region there as well. Another hour of the program. By the way, one programming note. Last week, I forget the day. And we had some calls about the confusion of the open meetings laws and penalties in North Dakota. And we said we would schedule Wayne Stengev on the program. He will join us Friday this week, 10:30, to talk about that very issue. So we always take those suggestions very seriously, and we look forward to that as well. Let's see. Oh, Friday. Speaking of Friday, Wayne will be on the phone, but I'll be at the Sleep In and Lineup as well, broadcasting on Friday. So a busy week, all of which are, just ways for me to count the days until my next trip to Watford City, which can't come soon enough. And our next guest is the man that has been doing everything in his power to put that fine city on the map and McKenzie County on the map for some time, and it's working pretty darn good these days. Gene Veeder back with us on What's on Your Mind. Gene, how you doing?
I'm doing good. Good to talk to you.
So how's life in Watford City?
Well, it's good. It sounds like everywhere else in the state's got white stuff on the ground, but we kind of missed that here. So sun is shining, and people are jumping back into the busy schedule they usually have.
Yeah, you didn't get much precip at all through this last cycle,
no,
did you?
No. No, we really didn't, and we could use it. We were on the edge of it, and that's always on the mind when you're in western North Dakota. You want to have rain. We didn't get what everybody else got, so. It's greening up good, though, and guys are in the field, and we're doing fine.
That's good. You know, there is a perception out there that with the drop in the price of oil this last number of months, that you have a lot of folks sort of hunkering down, slowing down, sort of regrouping a little bit. Has that been the picture of Watford City these last many months?
Well, no. You know, we always sound like the eternal optimist, but there's a lot of course, cautious optimism, but with all the construction that's going on out west, we really haven't really missed a beat here in Watford City. The sales tax numbers show that they're still increasing. The school numbers are actually growing. We've seen a few people leave seasonally, and we don't know what will happen now. Generally, those people leave in the winter, but I would say that 2015 looks like it'll probably even knock the doors off of what 2014 was in terms of activity here. And a lot of that's due to all the construction that's happening.
I've heard some people describe that there's been literally like no change, right? Like that it's you don't notice much difference from when prices were 30, 40 bucks higher.
Yeah, we haven't. I mean, I think there are probably some areas like in home sales or large ticket items where people might be waiting a little longer than they did before. That hasn't showed up in any of the numbers yet in terms of volumes of people coming through the doors and total sales. Things look just as strong as they did last year. And that's pretty evident when you see the traffic patterns or the number of people coming in and out of Watford City.
And, That really is pretty extraordinary when you think about it. I guess it dovetails with what we did here, and that was that this was going to consolidate a little bit into the sweet spot, so to speak. So it just proves what we've known for some time, that in and around that immediate area of McKenzie County is really a pretty good sweet spot for these companies, right, Gene?
Well, yeah. You know, there's still significant drilling activity going on here. We're still working hard to get our pipeline infrastructure in, and of course that creates a lot of jobs. And then we're in the midst of building a lot of new infrastructure. There's a new high school going up the outside of right on the edge of Watson City. We're building a new healthcare facility, a law enforcement center, in additional road and highways type infrastructure. So those things all create a lot of general activity as well. And I think it's helped for some of the people that may have been moved out of the drilling industry or moving over to do some of the construction work too. So we're actually still in the situation where most people are looking for good quality employees as well here still. So, it's kind of business as usual, but, I think the mayor always says it the best, is we still got 7,000 to 8,000 wells to drill here, and nobody has told us that we're not going to drill those. And so we've always been in this for the long haul. You can't gauge things over the next 6 months or 8 months. We're interested to see where we'll be in 5 or 10 years, but that's what we're building for now.
You know, what's amazing to me is that the amount of people that come through your, Rolodex, I guess, or your pick up the cell phone and give you a call, the amount of people that say, just want to come find out what's going on. Has that slowed down at all? Because I know whenever anybody wants to, okay, hey, what do you need here? Let me take a look around from all over the world, literally, in McKenzie County or Watford City. They generally give you a ring, Gene. Have you seen that slow down at all?
Well, you know, things have normalized here a little bit. We have probably a better system. You don't have the random visitors that we used to have. You have people who are arriving here regularly, and we're all talking to them. They have a little better information when they get here. It's not as much of the kind of the cold call that we used to see. We're seeing the people that are coming here have been partners to other people who've been here for 2 or 3 years, and so it's a little better contact that we're getting now, where people seem to be coming with projects that are better financed. And so it's actually easier for us to deal with than it was 2 years ago, where it was just three deep at the door waiting to get a part of it. So that part of it has actually been better. But I would say that the interest has changed a little bit. We're getting more interest in retail and service type projects now. And that's really what we needed. So our challenge, though, is to, you know, everything is so new here that most businesses like to look at 5 or 10 years of history. And, of course, what's happened in Watford City and in Western North Dakota, the last 5 years have been, there's not a lot of historic demographic population. They can look on a census number, and those numbers that they're looking at are totally inaccurate right now. So that's what I spend most of my time doing, is trying to relate to them information that's more current and more current within the last 2 or 3 years.
What do you need? What are you encouraging people to come in and provide?
Well, I think we still need the retail and service sector to, you know, that always waits till you get the rooftops. And we're seeing quite a bit of that coming now. People, they like a variety. They like to have, you know, a number of different restaurants to choose from, or a number of different gas stations to buy gas in, or they just like to have a kind of a shopping variety. That seems to be picking up. We've seen it, of course, in the last 2 years that the retail community has kind of exploded. But so now the move is to more long-term developments rather than everything is fast. If you've been out here enough times, so you know that the people here are a little different demographic. They tend to put a lot of hours in. So it's a little different than other parts of the country. They want their product, and they want their product now. and they want it to be of quality. And so a lot of the businesses have reflected that quick service type business model. And now the next step will be where people can take a little bit longer time to shop or have a meal or those type of things. So it's just been fun to watch the growth and the evolution of a community.
Boy, is it ever. And, you know, what's amazing is it is matched with just, you know, unspeakable beauty in about every direction. You know, that's what's amazing. So you've got an American energy renaissance going on there. You now have, obviously, as Gene's described, the amenities of, you know, schools and hospitals and housing and other things that have been added to, you know, accommodate all that. And then, you know, new things that we talk about in the Voices of Watford campaign, which is pretty cool. And now, obviously, you have what's been there from the beginning, all that wonderful beauty. We'll talk about that when we come back. Question two for Gene here waiting on the line. And others, welcome at 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550. More coming up on What's on Your Mind.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
PetroServe USA makes everyone a winner with their $10,000 giveaway. Register to win 100 $100 gift cards given away while you share a 4-for-4 with the family. Hot Stuff Pizza, 20-ounce drink, and 2 cookies for just $4. At PetroServe USA, everyone is a winner. PetroServe USA, helping America feel better.
First International Bank and Trust knows that dreams make life worth living. So let's dream. Let's worry less about money. Let's have more moments being in the moment. Let's live first. With free checking and convenient online and mobile banking, you can focus on things that money can't buy.
Happy birthday!
Open an account today at livefirstmobile.com. Member FDIC.
Spring has sprung. A chase on the lake. Warm temps are here, so don't miss out on a chance to stay a few nights on the shores of Leech Lake in Walker, Minnesota. Stay now through May 21st and get a great deal. Classic hotel rooms or condos. Relax by the pool. Massage in the Copper Door of Ada Spa. And the only lakeside dining in Walker. Classic hotel room price, $79 a night. Classic two-bedroom, one-bath condo, $99 a night. Go to chaseonthelake.com. Use the promo code SPRING or call 888-242-7306. And celebrate the official kickoff this summer with a getaway for the entire family. Family fun and special savings Memorial Weekend at Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota. This offer is good May 22nd through the 25th and includes a bonfire, s'mores every night, movie night, ice cream social, open bowling, bingo, live entertainment at the 502, and special rates, $259 for 2 nights in a classic hotel room, $489 for 3 nights in a classic condo. Upgrades available too. Go to chaseonthelake.com or call 888-242-7306.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
What's on Your Mind, Monday edition of the program, the winter edition in May. How about that? Whatever you're finding out there, let us know, and we will pass along that information and do our part to sort of be in this together, right? You know, a little snow here, it won't last long, and it snowed before in May. I'm more worried about this crop damage than anything else, right? These freezing temps, and we're having to do some replanting and whatnot. But anyway, let us know what you're finding out there at 800-228-0550-701-258-0550. Brought to you in part today by the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. We've been encouraging folks to check out the website secureenergyfuture.org and join the Army. Yeah, that's right. This is an industry. The coal industry needs an army in our great state because there's a war on coal. You know, if you open up a newspaper, follow what's happening in Washington, D.C., you know there's a war on coal. It is. And so, obviously, we'd like some more foot soldiers to be able to stand for the truth and talk about how, you know, this industry is providing affordable, reliable energy for families and businesses in Minnesota and North Dakota. And without it, your power bill goes through the roof. There is a feature on the website, secureenergyfuture.org, where you can determine what exactly you would pay if, in fact, the proposed changes to carbon regulations are implemented and how much that would impact you and what you pay for your energy costs. And also ways for you to take action and just learn more. There's some cool facts. There's a lot of things there, so check it out. And join us. You know, lend your voice to this. And be a part of this, because power you can depend on, affordable, reliable, very important for Minnesota and North Dakota. SecureEnergyFuture.org. Continuing our trip from McKinsey County Economic Development Corporation and also the tourism area, Karen had a question for you, Gene. Go ahead, Karen, for our guest, Gene Beter.
Yes. In June, if a friend and I wanted to go down into the Watford City, McKenzie County area for a day, what should we go to?
Oh, without question, you need to go and check out the North Unit of Roosevelt National Park. It's something that's kind of got lost in the conversations of what's happened out west, but the North Unit of Roosevelt National Park is, it's 15 minutes to the south of us, and it's just a gem. But now in Watford City itself, then there's a number of real nice restaurants to eat at, and so you can spend a day at the park and come in and have a nice meal at one of the restaurants on Main Street. And I'll have to put a plug in for my wife has a wonderful clothing store, specializes in women's clothing. So people do come in from outside and do some shopping here as well. Our retail has changed quite a bit here, so people do come and do some shopping here as well. But the gem of our community is still Theodore Roosevelt National Park, North Unit.
What's the name of your wife's clothing store?
It's Myers Department Store. Man, I'm getting you to do a real good plug here. She'll be happy. It is a unique shopping area, shopping store right on Main Street in Watford City. We also still have a couple of drug stores on Main Street that are the old-fashioned, you know, the owner is on-premise. There's a soda fountain on one of them. It's just kind of a fun place. Watford hasn't really lost its flavor. And in that respect, there's a main street you can walk down and go into the stores, and actually the owner will be standing there greeting you. We haven't lost yet, so it's kind of a fun day to spend right in Watford.
Thank you.
Thanks for the call, Karen. Others welcome as well at 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550 as well. And that's what, as I mentioned before the break, I think sometimes that gets lost. One of the reasons I wanted to have you on, Gene, we're spring. People are planning summer vacations right now. Kids will be out of school soon. And I don't want our listeners to rely on what I say about it, about what they see on TV or reading a newspaper or any media source. I want them to see it for themselves. And for a couple of reasons. One, there's enormous opportunity. You know, I mean, you talk about the things you still need and everything else and what's going on. I mean, that's a marvel to see. We're seeing a renaissance, an American energy renaissance, not unlike what happened, when the settlers first came here and established these communities. And it's just phenomenal what's going on. It's something that is educational and you ought to see. And but there are great places to stay out there now. There's, you know, more and more hotels built all the time, so you can get a place. It's a great place for a vacation. We forget that with all the energy news, that this is a great vacation spot in North Dakota, don't we?
Well, yeah, so I appreciate that caller calling in. We haven't got that kind of question for quite some time. It sounded like almost a setup call. And I really, there are some things. Lake Sakakawea, you know, borders us on all sides. We're right adjacent to Fort Union and Fort Buford. The Yellowstone River historically, McKinsey County is kind of the center of, you know, Roosevelt and Sitting Bull, the history on in the three affiliated tribes to the eastern side of McKinsey County. Still, all those things are happening, and now we have better amenities to support that. But always what we still feel is we haven't lost that small-town flavor, in spite of all the attention that we've got around the country. It still is a place that still is kind of carries its small-town Main Street vibe. And I hear that from other people that they like that, especially when they're doing business here. And we're trying hard to retain that. What I'm really amazed at here is just that, you know, we have all these little kids here that we didn't have 5 years ago. You know, this weekend they had a big petting zoo out at one of the arenas out there. We had a dance recital. Little kids are doing ballet and dance and those kind of things. Kids are sitting down at the fishing pond that we put together fishing, and we've started to realize that we're building a community for little kids now, and we'd kind of lost that, you know, for probably 10 years ago. We weren't planning. We were planning more for older people, and it's really become a youth-oriented community. And that's all because of jobs, Scott. You and I have talked about that many times, is all the things that get lost in this oil thing is it's still about jobs. And if people are working quality jobs, they'll bring their families, and they have some expectations for us, and we're trying hard to meet them, of course.
The website, by the way, voicesofwatford.com, will give you a little more of a flavor of exactly what Gene is talking about in the way of, business opportunity, the growing community, the housing, the jobs, the schools, and all those things that are happening are really incredible. But I think, you know, what that area was originally known for has become sort of a backseat because of all of the energy news and all the things related to, you know, the infrastructure needed to support all that. But, We really have. A friend of mine once told me, he said, I flew over, the heart of oil country in Texas. And if I to do that, it's just a sea of, industrial, landscape, right, in Texas. North Dakota, that's not the case. I mean, yes, you see, but you fly over it, you get a sense of how much vastness there is and how much beauty there is. And, really the beauty, overtakes whatever it takes to pull that oil on the ground. And there's a lot of it at Watford City. So we just really encourage folks to go out there and check out that website, too, for more of the stories told in the words of the people themselves, voicesofwatford.com. Hey, Gene, we'll see you soon. Looking forward to getting out there first part of next month and spending a couple days broadcasting out there and catching up. And wanted to give folks a chance to do some summer planning. So thanks for joining us today. We appreciate it.
Well, thank you, Scott. Talk to you again.
Take care. Gene Veeder, McKinsey County Economic Development, on What's on Your Mind.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
I'm Monsignor James Shea, President of the University of Mary in Bismarck. By offering 3 full semesters per year, the University of Mary gives you the option to get your bachelor's degree in 2.6 years. We call it year-round campus. And because you graduate sooner, you spend less, save more, and get a head start on your career. Less time, less cost, less debt. Come see how the University of Mary is proving that less can be more with our new year-round campus. Schedule a visit at yearroundcampus.com, yearroundcampus.com.
Scott Hillen here to tell you about my pals at S&S Motors in Watford City. I bought a great truck, got a great deal. You can too. They have clearance pricing every day at S&S Motors Watford City. Internet specials every day at snsmotorsinc.com. Call Brent or Tim. They'll take care of you. Pre-owned 4x4, great deals. New Fords and Chevys too, and they'll bring it to you. Full service shops with 4 techs that can handle any and all of your repairs and vehicle maintenance. Just call Sonia, 701-444-2341. Online at snsmotorsinc.com. S&S Motors Watford City.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
That didn't take long. We have a new coach for the University of North Dakota hockey team, and it's not a surprise, really. It's not my wild card, because I was thinking Bradbury might take Dave Haxtell along with him, see, to the University of or to the Philadelphia Flyers. But actually, Bradbury will be the next coach of the University of North Dakota hockey team. Himself an alum, a former NHLer. He has coaching experience elsewhere and, of course, has been the associate head coach as well under Dave Haxtell. So it's pretty natural that would be next. I'm teeny bit surprised that it's that quick that they moved that swiftly, but and nonetheless, you know, in recruiting, you never want to have kind of too much of a vacuum there. But 1 o'clock today, they will announce that at UND. Bradbury will be the next coach of the University of North Dakota hockey team, who takes over for Dave Haxtell. Dave Haxtell, of course, as we mentioned earlier, the big news today, leaving for the Philadelphia Flyers. So that's the hockey news for today. 27 before the top of the hour on What's on Your Mind. And, you know, as breaking news as the whole UND hockey thing is, I think this next story, which is in Investor's Business Daily, is worthy of some more attention as well. Because this is not surprising when you think about it, but it doesn't get the kind of attention we have had in this country. Post, if you think about the Keystone XL pipeline, an unprecedented amount of extreme environmental advocacy, I'd call it, where they're just really over the top. And I mean, look at the Keystone XL pipeline when it was proposed and where we're at, and it's starting to happen now on anything related to energy. It's like the Keystone effect. Paul Dreesen is a senior policy analyst for the Committee for a Constructive Tomorrow and the co-author of Cracking Big Green, Saving the World from the Save the Earth Money Machine. He's written a piece for Investor's Business Daily in which he connects some dots about the Russians financing pipeline opposition in North Dakota to the Sandpiper pipeline, which actually is, you know, not going to do much good, but certainly in Minnesota, it's holding things up there. Paul, thanks for joining us on What's on Your Mind. How you doing?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
So tell me about the Committee for a Constructive Tomorrow, first of all. I like that name because there's a committee for everything these days, but you know, ones that are for a constructive tomorrow, I usually tend to side with. So tell me about your group.
Well, Committee for a Constructive Tomorrow is better known as CFACT, and on the college campuses, it's called the Collegians for a Constructive Tomorrow. We're on about 30 different college campuses, and we are an environmental organization that also emphasizes the fact that people are part of this planet too, and we've got to look out for the welfare of families and job holders, job seekers, maybe especially in poor countries, African countries, other places where they are just trying to climb up out of the most abject poverty imaginable, and they are also being held back by rabid environmentalism that doesn't want them to climb up out of poverty and become middle class. So we're fighting for their rights and for the rights of American job holders as well in the context of protecting the environment.
So tell me what we know about, and I mean, there's a lot to follow here between, law firms in other countries and a lot of dots to connect and different billionaires that are aligned with Vladimir Putin and, you know, Bermuda law firms and foundations and quite the shadowy web here. But what, connect these dots for me on how we know that there is Russian money financing opposition to the pipelines.
Well, some folks in another environmental alliance did some research and went through tax records, and they found that a huge amount of money, millions of dollars, was being funneled from various Putin allies in the energy infrastructure and hedge funds and investment firms over there in Russia through this outfit called Wakefield Quinn down in Bermuda. And from them, it went to the Sea Change Foundation, which is U.S.-based. And from those guys, it went to NRDC, Sierra Club, League of Women Voters, and various other groups that were opposing pipelines and assorted other projects, coal and gas-fired and drilling and fracking and anything in the traditional energy sector, while they were also promoting renewable energy, so-called wind and solar, for example, and corn-based ethanol. So the whole thing was set up to try to shut down a lot of American energy development and pipelining, thereby improving balance of trade and oil exports and natural gas exports for the Russians, enriching the Russian companies that were contributing to the American environmental groups through these shadowy, shady organizations, and, of course, put lots of money into the pockets of the people at Wakefield, Quinn, and elsewhere, subsidize the American environmentalists, and ultimately, of course, enrich the billionaires who were given all this money. So it's sort of an investment in their future. By shutting down American industries and projects, they're putting more money in their own pockets. And then you see the same thing happening, of course, as I was writing in another article about Warren Buffett's contributions to the Tides Foundation, which is also backing these anti-pipeline projects.
Yeah, now he's flip-flopped, right? Or is that just because he's thinking he needs to?
That's a hard one. I haven't had a chance to talk to him, and he probably wouldn't talk to me if I tried. But the bottom line is, the last couple of months he did say that President Obama was wrong to veto the pipeline. But that was after putting $30 million into the Tides Foundation, specifically directed to anti-pipeline campaigns like the Keystone XL and the Sandpiper pipeline from North Dakota across Minnesota and into Superior, Wisconsin. So it's very curious what might have motivated him. Maybe it's some of the trouble that the railroads are having with accidents and people getting killed and fires occurring when they're moving all this oil around. You know, it's just a few years ago they moved just shy of 10,000 carloads of oil by tanker car, by railroad. That was in 2009. Last year, 2014, it went from, instead of 10,000 carloads, it was 450,000 carloads. So this was pumping billions of dollars into Berkshire Hathaway and the rest of Warren Buffett's financial empire. Now they're facing the upgrade of a lot of rail cars and railroad track. They're getting a lot of grief for moving all this oil. Pipelines are inherently safer, especially the brand new ones. We've got an aging pipeline structure that we have to upgrade. And these environmental groups are coming out of the woodworks, supposedly, just little mom and pop grassroots environmental campaigners. that are saying, you know, we're just concerned about the environment and our hiking trails and our canoeing areas and so forth. And then you find out it's big time money, billions and billions of dollars behind these campaigns and funded by billionaires like Warren Buffett. It's very troublesome to me anyway.
Yeah, it certainly is. And you know what's ironic about it is that, like, Minnesota is a prime example. So the Sandpiper, by the way, is already approved in North Dakota, right? So, I mean, it goes through the regulatory process, but it's held up now. They think it's going to be at least a year later than they were anticipating, and they already knew that Minnesota would be would not be exactly be friendly territory to it. Do these people want to drive and fly and use their iPhones? Do they recognize, how much of what their daily lives intersect with petroleum products? And if you say you don't want it by rail and you don't want it by pipeline, well, then you pretty much just don't want it.
Or you put it in a truck on the highway and have a big tanker accident on the highway or going through the middle of your town in a truck. You're right. It's not just those things you ticked off. The clothes we wear, the houses we live in, nothing in our lives would be possible without oil and natural gas and coal. Even the machinery that we use to make all these things requires oil and natural gas and coal to make the machinery, to do the mining, to do the manufacturing. Our clothing, so what's not synthetic fiber is made with cotton, but cotton is grown thanks to fuels that are hydrocarbon based. It's shipped by fuels with hydrocarbon base. If these people really wanted to be true to themselves, true to their ideologies, they would go naked into the woods with a spear tipped with flint, go back a few hundred years.
Who did most of the work?
Really like to do that.
Who did most of the work unearthing these connections here, and have they received any kind of mainstream media attention at all?
There's been some mainstream media attention, but not a lot. Corey Morningstar is this amazing researcher up in Canada. She's one of them. There's another sleuth up there in Canada named Vivian Krause. And then my colleague, Ron Arnold, has done a tremendous amount of digging through records, foundation records, tax records, and so forth. But this whole system is really set up to hide all of this. It takes tremendous patience and sleuthing and access to records that you have to have software that you pay a big chunk of money to get, and that's the only way you can figure out what these guys are really doing. And just keep this in mind, the American environmental movement right now is a $13.5 billion a year operation. It's not small change. A lot of these environmental groups like the Sierra Club and Greenpeace, Natural Resources Defense Council, their income per year is in the hundreds of millions of dollars. These are not little grassroots guys. They're not even AstroTurf. This is green as in the color of money, and it's the color of money, Bob, that is these.
What are they doing with it? What do they do with all this money?
They use it to, quote, educate people on environmental issues, which means a lot of propaganda about global warming and the dangers of fracking, the dangers of oil transport, the need to get rid of fossil fuels, those sorts of things. Tremendous amount working with the media, working with Congress, lobbying behind the scenes, running these campaigns where they just get hundreds of protesters out there and do battle against anybody that wants to move forward with any kind of project. And yet you take a look at corn-based ethanol, which they say they're in favor of, at least a lot of them are, or a lot of them were, some of them are backing off now. Corn-based ethanol is using almost 50%, 40 to 50% of all the corn we grow in this country. It's corn grown on an area the size of Iowa. That's how much goes into making corn. By the time you do use
hold tight if you would, Paul. We're up against the break here, so just hold tight. Okay. We'll finish on the other side of the break. Call for you, too. More on What's on Your Mind after a short timeout.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Watford City. We're not the same, we're better. We're a growing community, a changing business climate, and the great minds behind the vision for our future. We're engineers and doctors, entrepreneurs and artists, ranchers, roughnecks, bankers, pastors, and every dream in between. We're students from all 50 states and over 20 different countries, the teachers committed to their education, and the parents who love them. We're the leaders of 4-H clubs, a daughter's dance instructor, a son's hockey coach, and the fans in the stands cheering them on. We're Watford City, and we are neighbors, newcomers, fifth-generation stewards of the land, and many more yet to arrive. We're big plans made and challenges met. Big dreams, big risk, and big success stories. We're Watford City, and we're busy building our home. And we're not the same. We're better. Come see for yourself or find out more at voicesofwatford.com.
It's hard to get a meal for $4 these days unless you stop at a PetroServe USA location and get that 4-for-4 deal. Hot stuff, personal pan, pizza, 20-ounce drink, and your choice of two cookies, all that for $4 all day, every day at a PetroServe USA location. Helping America feel better, too, because you have choice at the pump when you fuel up at a PetroServe USA location under that red, white, and blue banner. That's right. Everything from E15 to E85 and E10, and they've got it all. Your choice. Helping North Dakota fuel better by connecting North Dakota's oil fields with North Dakota's corn fields. And there's a PetroServe USA location near you. When you stop, grab and go some great specials like Mike and Ike and hot tamales for 99 cents or Jack Link 2-ounce beef sticks, 2 for $5. Load up on Nestle Pure Life Water, 20 packs for only $3.99. Gardetto's $1.29 a bag. Pop-Tarts, 2 for $1. Or those great Deli Express sandwiches are only $1.99 too. At a PetroServe USA location near you, PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Sleep last night. It could have been better. I heard that. Well, here's how I can help make it better for you. My Pillow has an incredible deal right now. It's the 2-for-1 deal. I mean, they already every day have the 69-90 back guarantee and the 10-year warranty and you know all that that great ingenuity that comes from the patented interlocking fill that adjusts to you no matter how you like to sleep, right? But now we have the 2-for-1 deal. So buy one classic pillow, get one free. Simple as that. It will help your sleep. It's helped mine. You'll sleep better. And the most important thing to your health is your sleep. So it's pretty darn important. Your health, that is. Which comes from better sleep. Which comes from buying a pillow. From My Pillow. If you call 800-506-9028, you'll get the 2-for-1 deal. If you go to MyPillow.com and put in the promo code SCOTT, you'll get the 2-for-1 deal. Trust me on this one thing. It will help you sleep better. MyPillow.com. All right, chatting with Paul Dreesen, Senior Policy Analyst for the Committee for a Constructive Tomorrow, co-author of Cracking Big Green, Saving the World from the Save the Earth Money Machine, who's written in the Investor's Business Daily, about a web of foundations and extreme environmentalists connected to pipeline opposition. It is so blatantly obvious these folks are trying to hide this stuff using Bermuda law firms and all kinds of different funds and fancy names and everything else. But the bottom line is this. You know, when you hear about groups like Honor the Earth in Minnesota, this isn't anything about grassroots support in Minnesota for honoring the earth. This is about big buck billionaires that don't like pipelines, don't like oil and gas, really. Just want it to go away altogether. So that's what's going on. A Canadian investigative journalist has dug this up, and it's pretty amazing stuff. So we have a link to it on our Facebook page and encourage you to check it out. We had a caller that wanted us to ask you about sources you recommend for straight news on oil and gas development. It was Mike. He was concerned about Bismarck Tribune's coverage of oil and gas, and was just frustrated looking for decent news coverage that isn't influenced by this stuff. Any suggestions there, Paul?
Well, there's a lot of my articles are on townhall.com and CFACT.org, CFACT.org. My articles go back a number of years. You can go to the Heartland Institute, heartland.org. Heritage has a lot of good information, heritage.org. And if you want it straight from the horse's mouth from the industry folks, API, American Petroleum Institute, has an amazing array of backgrounders and all kinds of publications right there available online. So those are some excellent sources in my book. And by the way, let me take a moment, if I can, to say hello to my friend Asia, who is a 20-something oil fracker out there in the middle of the Bakken fields. She is an explosives expert for one of the big companies that's producing this oil and gas that we're trying to get moved across North Dakota and into the rest of the world. So hello, Asia, wherever you are today.
Well, there's lives being transformed, you know, by what is happening here. It's pretty incredible. It really
absolutely
is.
Absolutely is. Billions and billions of dollars in jobs and revenues for people and their families. Reducing the price of oil and natural gas and gasoline in our tanks. It's incredible.
Speaking of young folks, you mentioned earlier that you have this effort that goes on college campuses. When you go on college campuses and say, where they're, they have this sort of, I don't know, I guess I would call it a naive belief that, that they have the right cause here, and then they hear about all these zillions of dollars that are being poured into them, what kind of reaction do they have?
That was very curious. I'm glad you brought that up. Some of our collegians for a Constructive Tomorrow did a counter-protest at an anti-sandstone pipeline protest a couple weeks ago, and they brought up all this information about how do you guys feel working for Warren Buffett, where he's a billionaire and you're not even getting paid for doing this stuff out there, and how do you feel of that 99% of the money that's going into this anti-sandstone campaign is coming from outside the state of Minnesota? And a couple of them got red-faced and walked away. A couple of them shouted racial epithets at our group, and we covered the whole gamut of races in this United States. So that was a very curious response, but basically they just didn't want to talk about it, and they went back to shouting their slogans against the pipeline. They didn't want to have a conversation about any of that. Very embarrassing for them.
Love to tag along on one of those Collegians for a Constructive Tomorrow campus events, because quite honestly, some people you're never going to change your mind, but if you really could just inform people to, how many of you like your iPhones here, all right? Your iPhone doesn't exist without petroleum products. You know how many, different products there that have a byproduct of petroleum in them? I mean, how many fly home or fly to spring break, right?
To spring break, whatever it takes.
Yeah, exactly.
I gave a lot of talks on college campuses last year, and had some amazing conversations with a lot of young people. Some of them are pretty closed-minded, but some of them really asked me a lot of questions, and I did the very best that I could to answer every single one of them. I'm not like Al Gore. If Al Gore goes on a college campus, no one is allowed to ask him a question that he has not pre-approved ahead of time. And nobody's allowed to ask him a tough question. He just does not know how to handle it.
Speaks volumes right there.
That.
Interesting.
Yeah, it does.
Well, keep up the good work. Interesting story here. Glad it made it to Investor's Business Daily. Caught our attention there. Thank you, Paul. Appreciate the time.
Yeah, and that's another good place to go. Investor's Business Daily has some great articles and op-ed pieces. So thanks for having me.
They do. One of the best op-ed pages out there. That and Wall Street Journal are two of my favorites. Senior Policy Analyst for the Committee for Construction Tomorrow, Paul Dreesen. God bless you, folks. See you tomorrow. Our Best Places to Work tour has taken us to Braun Intertech, and I want to tell you more about the great career opportunities that are awaiting you right now. If you're a geotechnical engineer with experience, listen up. If you're a construction materials testing technician in North Dakota, listen up. To find out about some great opportunities, go to BraunIntertech.com right now. Braun Intertech, the science you build on. These folks have been serving North Dakota with an array of geotechnical engineering, environmental consulting, and construction materials testing services for over 30 years. They're a company of over 800 employee owners, and they're growing fast in North Dakota. A scientific company in the work they do, and they are hiring right now at Braun Intertech. So again, geotechnical engineers, construction materials testing technicians, if you have experience, they need you now. That's in Bismarck, Williston, all points in between, Fargo, take your pick of where you'd like to live, and there's locations all throughout North Dakota. BraunIntertech.com. Click on careers to find out more about these great opportunities. BraunIntertech.com, one of our best places to work.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.